Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation, how y'all doing out there?
Hey, how you doing?
ATL in the house, so is LA. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
I know, I'm so excited. I jumped in. I'm like, hello.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. You know, the energy is spreading. Everyone's feeling it all across the country, man.
Oh.
Because we got new drama between Nene and Kim Zolciak.
The drama don't stop,
not
baby.
Not surprised.
And Justin Bieber's kind of been out of the news cycle for a minute, so we're going to have him showing off his body of work. And we do mean that literally.
Okay.
But before we get into that, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. Can y'all believe they're on their 26th season?
Goodness.
People love that show.
It's same age as me.
Oh,
me too, Portia.
Yeah, I know, Heidi, right?
Uh-huh. Well, the 26th season is right around the corner, and yo, they're doing some interesting things this time around.
They're getting stars different. This time.
No, in that case, they went backwards, Frank.
Hey.
They're going to be athletes.
Okay.
Athletes only. They got Olympic snowboarder Jamie Anderson.
Okay.
Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon and the infamous Tonya Harding.
I'm against this. Here's why. Really? Other athletes, it's fine. Like football players, even the skier, I'm fine with. But when you are an ice dancer, if you can dance on ice, you can already dance on a wooden surface, a dance floor. I think there's an unfair advantage but competing with somebody who already can dance.
But she hasn't done it in years, though, Heidi. I mean, this isn't the same Tonya from back in the day.
I thought Tonya Harding was already on the show one time.
No, that was Nancy Kerrigan, season 24.
Well, they should have booked her against Tonya.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. Man, Tonya hit her in the knee, take her down, and wins the
This time, give Nancy the bat.
Okay. Right.
But up next, now, we haven't seen the entire Kardashian West clan in one pic since the birth of Chicago, but Kim just delivered it for us, y'all. She posted this pic with the caption, "I don't really know if you understand how hard it is to take a good family pic. This was all we got before all three kids started crying. I think I cried too."
This is the queen of family pics. How could you not take a good picture? I mean, her entire career is based on family pics.
It's hard to get three kids to cooperate at the same time.
Because Saint's not even looking at the camera, and Kanye's frowning because the sun is in his face.
No, actually, that's Kanye's
face
smile.
Okay.
That's the biggest smile he can produce.
She's very happy there.
But Kim wearing that dress, baby, that girl.
Yes, she is.
I love how she poked that hip out on you, honey.
Okay.
Let you know, three kids, the body is still there.
Yeah, even though it was two.
Two.
Well, two.
Oh, I knew y'all was going to go there. Okay,
you
got to
give credit.
Speaking of bodies, moving on, Justin Bieber has been getting tatted up for years now, and now he's showing off his body of work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he posted this pic with the caption, "If tattooed didn't hurt everyone, would have them." Well, maybe not very one.
Oh.
"Over 100 hours of hard work on my body, and I wouldn't take back a single one. I absolutely love art, and I've made my body a canvas, and it's so much fun. 100 hours of work, 0 seconds of proofreading."
Somebody call him. I think he's in shock from pain.
I mean,
like, this boy can't read or write.
I mean, he was a child. He became famous as a child. So maybe circa fifth grade, they went, "You're done. You can quit."
Well, I don't care what you say about Justin Bieber. I mean, it takes a lot to sit in a chair for 100 hours and get ink.
Wow.
I mean, I got a sleeve and a half sleeve, and so it's probably about 17-20 hours for me. And there were times I'm like, please. I mean, there's turning into hamburger.
I'm sure you men think about the reward of that tattoo, though, because women find sleeves super sexy.
Yes, we do.
Right? I mean, we really do.
Really, Portia?
Oh!
Look at all this, baby doll.
Oh!
take off all your clothes.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, with that half sleeve, he's got a full sleeve on one, you guys, and then a half sleeve on the other. You look like you pussed out a little on the left arm, like you did this one. I'm never doing that again.
I wanted to be like a mystery, so when I have my short sleeve down, it's like, why doesn't he have any on his left arm and his whole right arm's done? He's such a mystery.
Well, up next, as if Zac Efron wasn't sexy enough, he got even sexier because he just rescued a dog near and dear to my heart. You rescue animals, I'm already like, oh, my God, I love you.
Did he rescue it off train tracks or a freeway, or did he go down to the shelter?
Well, here in L.A., there is a place called Bark Bitches, and Bark Bitches. I know, me too.
Oh, my God, that name.
They posted this pic with the caption, Tilly, now Macca, was being led to the kill room when we stepped in and said we would take her. She was turned around and brought to us. This guy named Zac Efron came in. He came in and fell in love. So he said he was going to foster Macca, but then was like, you know, what we call in the biz, in the rescue biz, a foster fail, because he fell in love with Macca. And now Macca has a forever home with Zac Efron.
Oh, that's awesome.
That dog was going to be fine. That's how they get you at the shelter. It happened to me once. I went to get a dog.
No, they put them down, Frank.
No, but this is how they get you. Exactly how they got him. They're like, oh, we were walking it to the kill shelter.
Yes.
They
really? Right,
I was like, oh, you picked out a good one. We're going to kill this one. And I ended up walking out with two dogs.
That would get anybody, though.
All right, we're going to say bye for now, Atlanta. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about a celebrity that popped the question.
What?
At Chipotle. Woo.
Oh.
Yes. Bye for now.
Over a burrito.
Bye.
Last night, y'all, was the season premiere of The Real Housewives of New York. And let's just say, baby, Luann De La Cepf won't be making any black friends anytime soon.
Oh, now what did this heifer do now?
Is that Luann? Oh my God.
Something's a little off about Luann's costume.
Oh my God, girl.
I'm coming out.
I'm Diana Ross because she's fabulous.
Luann's costume is so disrespectful. I think she's tone deaf when it comes to cultural stereotypes. She's generally tone deaf anyway.
Wow.
I'm glad one of her co-stars said it, because that is absolutely blackface. Like, really.
But it wasn't full blown blackface. It wasn't too dark. Her face was tanned.
It was super brown.
Like bronzer on.
I don't think it was so dark though. It did. Yeah. She looked more bronzy to me. Now the afro looked a hot mess.
Now, the afro looked like, more like Marge Simpson.
Exactly. Yeah, that definitely was no Diana Ross afro. Right.
Now Luann, y'all, she is defending herself. She's telling ET y'all that she had just tanning cream on, not blackface.
I was being an impersonator for Halloween, mm-hmm. but I wasn't trying to be Diana Ross. Mm-hmm. I was just playing and having fun. It was Halloween.
So is this racist or racist?
Chad, I'm just gonna not speak to her for about a week or two. She probably didn't lose all her black friends, but they probably won't speak to her for about a week or two.
I don't think she has black friends.
Yeah, about a week or two.
I don't think she had no black friends.
You don't think she got no black
just
friends?
Just black workers.
Well, speaking of racism and housewives, NeNe Leakes is calling Kim Zolciak and her daughter Brielle racist yet again.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, it all started when 50 Cent's son Marquise Jackson posted a photo on Instagram, to which Brielle responded, "What you doing, baby?" And of course, the shade room took notice to Brielle's comment and questioned whether Brielle was trying to shoot her shot with Marquise. But NeNe had time that day, and she jumped in the comments real quick and commented, "They don't like black people, so no worries here."
Well, damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, nah, NeNe, you can't say that.
I mean, well, you know these people better than anybody else in this room. Like, is Kim Zolciak and her family really like that?
I literally just met Kim, and what I know of her is she's a cool individual. But, hey, these are people. This is a person who's
They've
known her
known
for
her.
Years.
Yeah.
So I can't comment on that because I don't even know.
Your hair is so pretty today.
Is it? I didn't do nothing to it.
Is that some different hair?
No, this is just my regular
hair. But you tied it down, girl?
I wrapped it or something? I tied my edges down.
It's really, like...
Is it giving you something?
Loose. Oh, yes.
Know, commercial honey. Break for the
It's like giving me body, honey. Well, y'all, last night was another amazing episode of Empire. Lucius found out the truth. See how everyone handled it next.
Hey, What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, if somebody figured out a way to stay warm during the winter holidays, big congratulations goes out to Tyrese and his wife, Samantha. They're expecting a baby girl.
Aww. That's sweet. Yeah. Something to make him smile.
Yeah. He'll probably cry, but
yeah,
it'll be tears of joy. Tyrese posted a montage video of him and Samantha on his Instagram writing, "It's not a rumor. So proud to share the news. We're pregnant."
Was it a rumor?
Once upon a time, it was. They were saying that she was pregnant, but she really wasn't.
Oh.
But now it's official.
Now, gotta hit it.
Yeah.
Hit the target now.
There we go. He told People Magazine, "Both of our love and energy and magic and families are bonded forever because we're going to have this child. It's unbelievable."
Oh, that's so sweet. Another daughter for him.
Exactly.
Well, wait for baby boy to have an actual baby boy, though.
Well, I'm sure they're just getting started. They ain't been married that long.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. Right. You're going
to do it fast and furious.
Yeah. Pump plenty in there.
All right, y'all, we got to talk about last night's episode of Empire.
Ooh, yes! Ooh, it was so good.
Well, y'all, it looked like Lucius is psychic because he had a dream that Andre confessed that he tried to kill him by blowing up his car.
Huh.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And guess what happens at the end of the episode?
What?
Andre confessed he tried to blow up his car.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
The reason that you almost died, the car bomb. It was me.
Ah! Are you lying to your mother? You almost killed your mother! You almost killed your mother!
What is happening?
Dad! He's got a gun!
You almost killed your mother! It was him! It was him! It was him!
Get him out of here!
It was him!
Him, what, baby?
They tried to blow you.
That was pretty dramatic.
It was.
Oh. Yeah, his reaction was pretty accurate to someone who has been through that.
I think so.
Because you don't want to kill your kids.
Right.
Trust.
But at the end of the day, you half robot now.
I felt that.
Well, he could have put it to his groin and stuff. That would have been,
The way he put that, the way he slapped him with that gun at first, I felt that. That felt real.
Yeah,
right,
it was
there.
Awesome. Right. It was an awesome reaction. Woo! Kudos to you, Lee Daniels. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The writers over there at Empire. Woo!
You tried to kill me, man.
Yeah, they killed me.
Hey, everybody, it's time for
Unbelievable and Unforwiggable.
Baby, honey, y'all all can rest easy now because guess who just confirmed y'all that they do not wear a lace front?
Who?
Tell me because I'm the lace front specialist. Who?
Rick Ross.
Who thought he had a lace
front? Wait, what? He not, Okay, Rick Ross,
y'all know, honey. There's been rumors, y'all, recently that Rosé, honey, has been wearing a lace front fade and a lace front beard, and he went on Instagram, y'all, to shut down those rumors. Just shut them down.
Time for all the hoes who thought this was a lace front fade. I know I got paper, but if you bitches think of buying.
So just to educate everybody who's watching and y'all, when they say lace fronts for men, it's like the old school toupee, but it has a little lace, so it lays, you can't even see it. So it was like Rick Ross went from like completely bald head on his Instagram to like at the club with a full head of hair.
So that's why they were saying that.
Yeah, but
overnight.
It wasn't overnight. Y'all don't see him every single day. Crazy people things come up with.
Girl, on Instagram, there is some top photos of men doing these lace fronts. It looks so natural.
When did lace fronts become for men?
Girl, and it looked good on them, too. It looked good. Yes.
Yeah, you think that's a lace front?
He probably had time to grow it out, so he got it to where he wanted to go.
How long does it take your hair to grow? Not long.
Like, especially if you take your vitamins.
A couple weeks, right?
Not even that.
Can I have the name of these vitamins that you take?
Biotin?
If that was biotin, then none vitamins? Of these girls wouldn't be walking around without their edges.
Okay.
And they still ain't missing, okay?
Well, some of y'all chicks got your hair braided when you were two, by a chick who just had really strong forearms, so it's pulling that hair back. So.
Nah, biotin ain't doing all that. All right, coming up, Jay-Z revealed the sweetest thing Blue Ivy ever said to him, and it's as adorable as you could imagine.
Aww.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Jay-Z, his appearance on David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction has been making a lot of noise.
Yes.
To the point that we're giving you even more tidbits before it even airs.
Yes. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. We're going to be done seeing the whole episode.
Okay.
So now he's revealing the most beautiful thing that his daughter Blue Ivy ever said to him.
I told her to get in the car the other day because she was asking 1,000 questions and we had to leave for school. And I got in the car and then, like, I'm faced this way. I'm just painting a picture of how healthy my children are at this present time. So we drive it, and then I just hear a little voice, Dad. And I turn around, she said, I didn't like when you told me to get in the car the way you told me. It hurt. She's six. It hurt my feelings. And I was like, that's the most beautiful thing you've ever said to me.
So there's proof. We'll be checking them.
Okay.
We'll be getting them right together, okay?
You can tell the look in her face in any photo ever taken that. Like, yes. She low-key kind of runs that whole house.
She does.
Beyonce should remix that song. Who runs the world?
Blue.
Blue.
Okay, Blue.
Okay. She is adorable.
Now, you usually parents gush over things like, you know, those tender I love you moments mm-hmm. and stuff like that. What do you think made that moment connect with him more so than that?
She recognizes tones, and she
yes.
knows, I know you love me and all that, but you're going to respect me. Okay, Daddy, you're going to respect me. And that's what he likes about that, because he's trying to raise some bosses.
Yeah.
Beyonce, major boss. Him, major boss.
Right.
His kids, she already got an album out. I'm sure it's platinum or whatever. She got to be a boss.
All right, y'all, it's our favorite time of the day.
It's deal time!
And this has some extra shine to it.
Oh!
Check out these Violet Life Slim Sonic Travel Toothbrushes, a battery-operated portable sonic toothbrush with a built-in vented cap to prevent bacteria growth. That is very important.
Awesome.
This toothbrush cleans at 22,000 brush strokes per minute and is super compact, making it the perfect sparkling sonic clean on the go.
Good, because my teeth are big. I need extra help. And on top of that, I get 3 for the price of 1. 1 for my car, 1 for my purse, and 1 for my home.
Oh, your mouth's going to be tired.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
At least it's going to be clean and
okay.
fresh.
Yeah.
That's right, Portia. The 3-pack Violet Life Slim Sonic Travel Toothbrush have been priced as high as $48, but today our Dish Nation viewers can get it for only $19.
Oh, wow.
And
yes.
it's charged.
Okay.
Price.
Just go to morningsave.com and add a little sparkle to your day, darling.
All right, y'all. After the break, we're going to tell you who just got engaged at Chipotle.
What?
Oh. I know, child.
Oh. Chipotle?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We want to say congratulations to designer Marc Jacobs and his longtime boyfriend, Charlie DeFrancesco. They got engaged last night, and Marc took his model slash candle maker boyfriend, now fiancé, to Chipotle, a Mexican restaurant, and
to propose?
Yeah, where a flash mob broke out and began dancing to Prince's song, Kiss. And after that, that's when Marc got down on one knee and proposed. After all this happened, Chipotle is now coming forward and saying that they would be willing to cater the wedding reception. I mean, Marc Jacobs, if you're watching, and I know you're a fan, just so you know, avocado's extra. Guacamole's a little extra.
Is it really?
That, yeah.
Actually, tell you the truth, I've never been to Chipotle.
No, every time you go there and they look at you like it's they're breaking some horrible news to you, like, all right, I'll have the chicken burrito bowl. And can I get chips and guac? Guacamole is extra.
That's because it's flash guac, and everyone starts making it together. And it's like, that's flash guac. It costs more. Plus, after you eat it, you're like, flash diarrhea. Gotta go. And everybody's like backing up to the bathrooms.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.